All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey! Amy's birthday was yesterday. I guess we didn't really get to a lot of that on the show. Well, what up? How'd it go?
It was really good. I mean, it was just relaxing. Got to go on a hike and then got to get a massage. And then just took the kids swimming after that and had dinner. Like, easy.
With the kids?
Yeah, with the kids. We just picked up food to go. We were at our friend Mary's house. And after swimming, we just ordered food, like Postmates. And then just hung out at the house.
Did you guys do Disney 2 days or just 1 day?
No, just 1 day. I don't know how people do 2 days. I mean, I guess I know because there's so much to do, but it's a lot. And my kids, having never experienced anything like that, they were overstimulated as it was. Like, I don't think we could do 2 days just for their, like, them taking it all in. They were like, what is this life?
I saw your daughter had like clawed your arm on your Insta story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went, I'll give her, it was a super scary roller coaster ride, and I don't even love roller coasters, but, you know, I was in it for the kids. So they wanted to do it, but again, she had never been on anything like that. And I was sitting with her, and she put a death grip on my arm, and, you know, it's loud, and you close your eyes. I mean, I had my eyes closed the entire time, but she was screaming so loud she could not hear me yelling at her to let go of my arm. Like, I was like, you can squeeze me, but just let go of my arm, because her nails were digging into me. So yeah, when we got off the ride, I already had bruises forming, and she broke the skin. Like, I had blood.
Did she get in trouble for that?
No, she didn't get in trouble for that. I mean, but I was like, you can't just like move around or like grab my hand, squeeze anything else. I mean, anything. But like, there was nothing that I could do to get her to stop. And I was yelling at her, like, let go of my arm, because it was painful. And she just did not budge. She, for however long that ride is, 2 minutes, 50 seconds, 3 minutes, whatever, she was death grip.
Mm. So, but it was fun though. They liked it.
Yeah, it was so fun. I mean, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be a long day, because they just were not into it. They didn't realize what all, like, how amazing Disney was. And quite honestly, I didn't really either. I had so much fun. I mean, I went when I was 5 to Disney World, which I don't really have any memory of that. Like, I see pictures and stuff with my family, but that's it. So, I think it was fun for all of us. And I was just amazed at how creative and how they put together some of this stuff. Like, there's this ride you get on where it's not even really like a ride, but it's a simulator, and you're sitting there and it takes you through the whole world.
Oh yeah, I get motion sick on that thing.
Oh, but I mean, the animals looked real. Like, my kids kept looking at me. They're like, Mom, are these animals real? Seriously, seriously, seriously. And they kept trying to touch them. And I mean, it was really cool. Like, that part was, you know how you say movie theaters are done?
Yeah.
Do you think that that could be a new way for people to watch movies, is to like really feel like they're in the movie? Because it had the wind blowing and it had smells that would, you know, come into the room. So it really felt like you were there.
I guess it's just so expensive to do.
Yeah, true, true. I know.
You know, it just costs a bunch of money. And again, that means the ticket's going to be higher. When you can have a subscription service like a Netflix or, you know, a Disney Plus that's coming out, or everybody's going to have one, and you can just sit at home and watch everything.
I know. It just was such a cool, that was probably my favorite part.
Even if, let me say this, even if all major motion pictures are not put on demand, which they will be eventually, they'll be more at first, lesser later. You'll have the option to watch it at home or the movies. The movies are slowly going to go away. There'll still always be a few theaters here and there, but it won't be like it is now, because it's not like it was 10 years ago either. But even if they don't go all, Netflix, all these places are going to make better movies too. You're forgetting that. Like, they're being made better as well by these companies. And so it's like, we're going to watch a movie. Well, we can go sit in a gross theater and buy overpriced candy and gas, or we can just sit here and watch Bird Box 9, you know?
True.
So it... Again, for me, I'm not a big movie theater guy. I'll go to the occasional movie, but, you know, I love Creed 2, saw that, watched it at home, waited for it. I thought about going to the movies, and I was like, I'll just wait 2 months.
That's
like
the last time you've been to a movie.
That's how much I don't want to go to the theater. I waited 2 months to watch Creed 2. I was like, I should go to the movies and watch it. Nah, I'll wait 2 months. And I'm not patient. Last movie, I don't know. Anybody know the last movie I went to?
Well, no. Mm-hmm. Like, months ago, a year ago?
It had to be somewhat.
I remember you went to one in L.A. with Mike D.
That's probably it. Black Panther?
Yeah, that's probably the last one.
Black Panther.
Wow.
That was last January.
Black Panther.
That was last year?
Yeah.
Has it been a year since I went to a movie?
Dang, dude. You really don't like movie theaters.
What were we doing? Idol last year?
Yeah. That's a long time.
By the way, I'll be on Idol next week starting full time.
Yes. So I missed the whatever last night, but that so you weren't in that at all?
I didn't see me. I watched most of it. I want to play a couple clips though. There's this kid who closed out the show last night.
Oh, did you tweet something about him?
No, but he has he was so good. And his name is Jackson, and he has this, I think it's called like HS, like a skin disease. And he had to move across the country because where he's living in Florida, and he crushed it last night. He was really good. The weird thing about some of these performances, too, because I'll see them play and they'll be so good. And I don't think TV really carries how good they really are because it's a wide open room. Like, they're not plugged into anything. They're just playing out in the open air. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, like, get it. Even, like, the vocals, you're just, it's like, if I were to sing right here, it'd still sound pretty good, but it wouldn't sound like if I were right here and it was a vocal mic. So, let me see. What do we have here? Who's up first? Here's a clip from Ryan Hammond doing Lay Me Down by Sam Smith. He's a church singer who, like, lost a bunch of weight.
Next to you. And I don't want to be here if I can't be with you.
He's good. Emma Kleinberg sang American Privilege by Alan Stone. She's the one that had the story about her brother who'd been through a rough year, tried to kill himself, and he survived.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, cash that paycheck, spend it all. Oh, Robin Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, she's good. It's good. It's good. I'm just excited. I get a little fatigued about the last audition show. And I'm like, let's get it going here.
Mm-hmm.
So Hollywood Week's next week. I'll be there. But yeah, that. I had a friend last night. We were going to go to that Magic restaurant. The Magic House of Cards.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
So make a reservation. Huh? We go. And they won't let us in because we had on jeans.
No, stop. Why do?
Yeah, there's a dress code.
I didn't know
that.
I didn't know that.
Because
I don't know.
Because
it's not
what?
It's not their fault. It's my fault.
Yeah, no. Eddie, it's
and
not.
And I felt like an idiot because I was like, "Oops!" They were like, "You can't go. You can't go in." I'm like, "Why? We look pretty good. Like, you can't wear jeans."
Yeah, you look pretty good. You dressed up.
I mean, I dressed normal, but
it's
yeah,
1920s where you have to wear a black tie.
Yeah, do they not want to make money?
I think
they make money.
I think part of the appeal is everybody has to look a certain way.
Yeah, like, I don't mind if place it. No, I don't think it makes a play. It doesn't make it a snob. I mean, Lunchbox, every people, if they say no shoes, no service, are you like snobs? You have to make them wear shoes.
I think everybody has the rights to dictate that. They make less money if people don't want to come. They change it. But apparently they're doing okay. If I couldn't get in.
But you didn't feel an ounce of you weren't upset at all that they turned you away?
It's my fault because I didn't look at the website.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
And I felt stupid because I was like, hey, let's go. And she was like, well, okay, cool. We just wore jeans. I didn't tell her. And then we got there and it was like, like, no good. Let me say this about the podcast. We've been experimenting a little bit with putting the biggest segments up front. We get some people going. They don't like it so much. Just some. You know, we're working. Let us work through it. Because what happens is, just so you guys know, I've mentioned this before, not everybody gets through the whole podcast. Not everybody has, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, even 40 minutes. So if you're only going to listen to 15 minutes of the podcast, I want people to hear the best stuff first. So we're still working on how we're doing this podcast exactly. We used to just run the whole show as it is, but I don't like that. I want to, like, the biggest bits, or the funniest throughout the day, I want that to be at the front of the podcast. Yeah. So we're still working on that. So for people that are upset, hang in there. We appreciate you listening, but hang in there. We're working. You know?
Yeah, you'll like it.
Yeah, see? All right, cool. Amy's got to go because Amy's flying back to Nashville today. She's in California, so she's going to go get on her fly. Hey, California.
Susan Morgan.
Boy from Oregon. Way to California.
Yeah, that's Matt Carney.
Yeah.
When you guys are in L.A., do y'all ever go to the beach?
No. Who has time to go to the beach? Oh,
it's right there. Like, I always think, like, man, these guys are, like, right by the ocean, but they never go.
Amy?
I went yesterday for, like, a minute.
Oh, just to kind of, like,
I didn't, like, get in. Yeah. Oh. We just kind of walked by it. I mean, the kids played in the sand.
That's a multi-day. If you go to California for multiple days and you have vacation.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't ever go for vacation.
No, you're working.
I go to work.
The kids didn't get in the ocean?
No, they didn't.
All right, Amy, like, you need to go because you're going to miss your flight. Amy,
oh, I do?
Well, yeah, you got to go.
I don't want to miss it. Okay.
Go ahead.
Because then I'll miss y'all.
I know. Go away. I'm going to turn you down, and okay. You go get on your flight.
Okay, bye.
The traffic is so bad because it's the studio that Mike D and I work in when I'm out there, and still will in a couple weeks when I go back for Idol. But it's from where she is in Burbank, California, which is one of the L.A. towns. It's to get to the airport right now, it's like 9 miles, but it's an hour and 20 minutes.
Oof. But she's in rush hour right now.
Yeah. Because it's after 10, so it's like 8:15 there.
So when you see like on TV, like those traffic jams, like in the beginning of La La Land.
Never seen La La Land.
Oh, Bones, you need to get on it. But just no spoiler, but at the beginning, they're in traffic and like they're not moving. Like, and then somebody gets out and like, screw it, I'm going to start dancing. So then everyone gets out of their car and starts dancing.
It happens all the time. It's like every time I get, every rush
hour.
That's
what I picture in LA.
I mean, I don't know if you can get out and start dancing because the cars do move a little bit occasionally.
I know, Bones, that's just in the movie.
Okay.
I know.
Well, I don't know what you knew.
I just meant the traffic. Like, is it always like that?
Lunchbox, what'd you do last night?
What did we do last night?
Here we go.
We watched a little bit of TV and.
What'd you watch?
We caught up on X on the Beach and Lindsay Lohan's show.
What do you think about that one?
I want it to be more action-packed. It's kind of not what I was expecting. It doesn't show as much drama. It doesn't show as much action. It's more of focusing on Panos, who is Lindsay's business partner. And
really?
Yeah, I feel like it's not enough action. But I'm sticking with it. It's almost done. And, I mean, Lindsay's trying to build a brand, and it's her name you're dealing with. And so you got to be a good ambassador for her brand. And she's only going to keep four of those people at the end of the summer for to go to her next club.
And you like that show.
Yeah.
It's not real, though, right?
No, it is real.
I mean, it's a reality. I did a reality show. I know how real they are.
No.
She's not really trying to open a bar?
Probably. But
no, she did open a bar.
All the storylines.
In Mykonos, Greece.
All the storylines are goofy and
made up.
Made up, and yeah.
And she hires like bartenders and ambassadors from all like New York, D.C., L.A., Vegas, and they go and they're the cocktail waitresses and bottle service, and they got to make money for the club. They got to upsell the client.
There you go.
And you got to show the hustle.
All on camera.
Right.
Eddie, what did you do last night?
Last night, what did I do? We watched a little bit of Idol. My kids, my 11-year-old likes watching it. I just kind of peeked in and watched some of it, but he watches it and he loves it. We did that. Oh, I made my kids donut burgers. My wife went and ran some errands and she was like, "You got dinner?" I'm like, "I got it." And I looked in the cupboard and I didn't have any hamburger buns, but we did have donuts. So I made cheeseburger donuts. How cool is that?
Wow.
Yeah. And the kids were like, are you serious, Dad? Like, are we really going to eat this? And I was like, yep, let it rip.
And they went to bed after that with all that sugar?
Yeah, the thing about sugar rushes, you got to understand, is like after an hour, they're going to crash hard. So
and you like that?
Oh, I love it because it's just like, all right, there's dinner. And then like, woo, 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 woo. They ran around the house, chased each other, blah, blah, blah. And then like, all right, bedtime. They were out. But they liked it. I didn't try that crap. I didn't try the burger, but they said it was really, really good. Like, actually, they loved it.
That crap.
I'm not eating a burger with a donut on top.
M2, what'd you do?
I watched American Idol, finished season 5 of Parenthood.
Oh, it's so good.
And
you like
gave my dog a haircut. Yeah.
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 Gave your dog a haircut? Really,
mm-hmm.
You groom your own dog?
You groom your own dog?
Yeah.
Huh. I feel like my dog would just bite me if I did that.
Do you not see her? I do so good. I'm such a good dog.
No, it looked good.
Well, that's why we thought that it went to a real groomer.
Wow.
What kind of dog is that?
I don't know. She's a little mutt. She's got like 20 things in her.
I just read this story about Mike Trout, the baseball player for the Angels. Mike Trout and the Angels, the largest contract in professional sports history, a 12-year deal worth more than $430 million. Sheesh.
I think it's worth more than that.
Yeah, okay. Could be in
the
end.
That's crazy.
The baseball deal is a little tricky because at the end, they're all guaranteed. So, like, year 10, they suck.
And they got to keep them.
They got to keep paying. That's what the Cubs are struggling with Jason Hayward. It's like, Jason Hayward, like, come on.
I know. Every time he goes up to bat, you're like,
come on.
Not Hayward again.
Okay. I think we're done.
Yeah.
What, do you have anything else to say before we get started on today's
show? Are your allergies back? Like, are you...
Are yours?
Yes. And I didn't realize that till we went to Boston, and I felt great. And then as soon as we came back to Nashville, I started getting stuffed again.
I was supposed to go to the allergist yesterday. I didn't.
Did you chicken out?
I got to go Wednesday next week.
What happened? You just got busy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. You're going to know exactly what you're allergic to.
Then why aren't you better?
Yeah,
no, exactly. I know what I'm allergic to. I know what
why
I am.
Can't you fix it?
Well, no, what can I do? It's in the air.
Then why am I going if I can't fix what they tell me?
You can. You will get injections for that. I'm not getting injections. I'm not. I don't want to do all that.
I still have to. I have to inject myself every day with that needle. Come take an HGH for my shoulder. I've switched to a different kind now. I ran that whole cycle. You don't. I guess you don't keep going in the same ones. Then I took some time off, and now I'm back again.
Is it easier now just to just poke yourself and?
No,
get
you just know
day?
What to expect. No, it's never like, ooh, this is going to feel good. I have to take it and have to put it in my stomach. So I scratch it. And
the,
then
where you're going to puncture?
Yeah. And then I take it and I pinch it. Cause that's it.
What's the scratch for?
I don't know. They say it helps. I don't know, dude.
Dang, dude, you're like a pro at it.
And then I pinch it because it's the only place I have, kind of have a little fat right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take the needle and I push on a little bit. And I go, ooh, I can't do it. And then I pull it back and I think about my life for a second.
No, stop.
And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. Every day I almost quit. I'm
are
like,
you covering your ears, M2?
Yeah.
She can't stand you talking about that.
Oh, I'm done. I'm done. And then finally I stab the needle in my stomach.
Okay.
I got her.
It really does. It,
we had rules. When I worked in news, we had rules. We couldn't show needles going in. Because I guess viewers would complain about that
stuff.
I don't
want to see that crap.
Why not? It's just a needle going in the skin.
Oh, boy.
I don't like that. All right. I have to do an interview now. I think there's a Louisville TV station. Mm-hmm. Are they here?
You want to talk about the Final Four, the tournament?
We're doing a whole Rick Pitino. No.
I would have believed you. I'm like, well, whatever, man.
ABC.
Sports youngest historian.
They're from ABC. And so it's American Idol.
Oh, okay.
They want to come down and do that.
That's cool.
So I want to go. Amy will be back tomorrow. Well, let's go to the world.
All right, man. Get some rest.
I'm tired, man.
No, it's the allergies. I'm telling you. Were you tired in Boston? Nope.
A little bit.
Okay. Well, forget. There goes my theory.
A little bit. By the way, our Emoji Love live record. Not Emoji Love. The Raging Idiots live record.
Live record.
Hopefully in the next few. But by the way, live record. It's not a full band. Like, it's more funny than it is. Like, it's like a comedy music record instead of a music record.
Yeah, but it's live,
It's
man.
Not like Eric Church live, right?
Or like Frampton Comes Alive.
Yeah, yeah, it's not that. It's more about the funny.
Oh.
But we did Emoji Love.
It's my friend Eddie.
You'll hear it later in the show. Is that funny to you, Morgan, number two?
The live one? Yeah, it is funny.
Why?
I'm just like picturing you guys. I think that's part of it. It's like I'm imagining what's happening
what
as
do you picture?
It's happening. You guys just being on stage being goofy like you guys are in studio, and it makes me laugh.
I'm Bobby. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you dance. We're going to let you sing. We appreciate you so much for coming out tonight.
Listen to how much they love the Emoji Love song. They knew every word.
To watch this show. This is called the Emoji Love song.
Isn't that funny?
Dude, this is crazy.
It's funny, I can hear Eddie, because I'm playing that first dun, guitar, dun, 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 and you hear Eddie go, ching-ching.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Send you a smiley face when I'm feeling great, and if it's your birthday, I'll send you a cake, and when I'm lonely, I'll send you the big eggplant. We got...
Anyway, it'd be soon. But
that's
we have
like
some,
that, I want you to want me.
Cheat trick?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great, dude. I love that.
We did a new song called, hopefully it makes the record, Jesus Knows. Because again, if it comes back and the audio is crappy, we're just kind of screwed.
Well, I hope it does not come out crappy.
Because you know what? Jesus knows when you run a red light at 2 a.m.
That's right.
Jesus knows when you fill your water cup with soda because nothing gets past him.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Thank you. All right. Here's today's show.
That was a little teaser. No one's heard that.
Some one-liners right there.
It's just in the song.
Just a little teaser.
Like Eddie goes...
Yes, he does. Yes. Jesus knows.
When you run a red light at 2 a.m.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Jesus knows.
When you fill your water cup with soda, because nothing gets past him. When you think nobody's watching and you're all alone, you're wrong, because Jesus knows.
Come on.
Come on.
I have such mixed feelings right now. I want to laugh,
what
but
do you
it was
mean?
Like serious.
Well, no, it's truth, is it's what truth. It is.
I know, but I like wanted to laugh, but I didn't feel like I should laugh.
Why do I laugh?
Because.
Oh, have you run a red light at 2 a.m.?
No, it's just funny, mm-hmm. like thinking, because when you do something like bad, you're like, oh, Jesus is
That's
so
right.
watching
That's
me.
That's why
right
I wrote
now.
The song.
Have you ever filled a water cup with soda?
Yes.
But
I
don't, because nothing gets past
him. I know.
You may think you're hiding.
Got him.
You may think you're hiding and be like, Jesus ain't seeing this. No.
Yes, he does.
Nothing gets past him.
I know. It's like serious, but it's funny. So many mixed emotions happening
listen,
right now.
When you think nobody's watching and you're all alone,
Jesus knows. See?
See, I want to laugh, and I'm like, I shouldn't laugh at that.
There you go. Thank you very much. Here's today's show. Away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, we should start with this because I guess it's been a couple months. Amy was playing a game, and I listed all the band members in Old Dominion. And she was like, I don't know who that is. I don't know anybody in Old Dominion. And I was like, Amy, they've been in like 100 times. And so,
I'm stuck on you, you're stuck
I feel like these guys are friends too. A couple of them. I know Raleigh Llewell. And so they even started like tweeting and texting us. Like, I can't believe Amy doesn't know us, right? So
yeah, it's awful.
Amy gets on a flight with who? Trevor from Old Dominion?
Yes.
And so he gives a crap about it.
They
were flying to California.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, nothing came up about the names, and I was like, it just felt like an elephant, you know? And then we were both going to be at the same place, so he's like, okay, well, let's exchange numbers. So we text, and he texts me, and in the headline, he, like, puts Trevor, you know, like, as the text. And I was like, gosh, he knows that I didn't know his name, and he's texting me his name. And then I just said, you know, Bobby put me on the spot. I was like,
oh, you addressed it then.
Yes, I brought it up, and then his wife, she pipes in. She goes, you know.
She pipes in.
His wife.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, she pipes in to support me. She was really sweet, and her name is also Amy, so I was like, never going to forget that. And then she was like, you know, when you get put on the spot, it's hard, and there's a lot of them. They come in, and I'm like, yeah, I know. I was like, oh, it just felt so bad.
I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone.
I like those guys, those Old Dominion guys. Amy, one of your planes got grounded going out to Disney World or Disneyland. Which one did you go to?
Yes. Flight to L.A. completely canceled. Plane was part of the group that was grounded. And I was on Southwest. And it was pretty amazing because the tickets were bought with points. Felt really good about that. And then totally canceled. Southwest has nothing going out. So I had to go to Delta and buy tickets.
Oh, so whenever they grounded all those big Boeings, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What'd your husband say about that? He's a pilot.
Oh, safety first. Like, yeah, whatever you got to do. He was like, that's a bummer. Because I was so frustrated. But he was like, look, would you rather be on an airplane that is, you know, grounded for safety reasons? Like, you'd rather be on a plane that you feel comfortable in. So, I don't know.
And you got there okay.
Yeah, got there okay. Delta, good to go. Which, you know, I'm loyal to Southwest, but it was pretty awesome because Delta has the little computer screen, like TV screens on the back of their chairs, which was clutch for the kids because that's the longest flight they've ever been on.
How'd they do?
They did great. They just wanted the snacks to keep flowing. And
we
didn't land until like midnight. And I thought for sure they're going to fall asleep because it's just been a really long day. And then we go to Pacific time, so they're going to be tired. Well, they were up the entire flight.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Over to Amy with the corny joke.
The morning corny.
Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Because it was so depressing.
Soda pressing.
Oh.
Yeah, I give it to you. Her delivery wasn't the best.
Soda. Oh, shoot.
But
wait, Bobby.
What?
Bobby, since you're a professional comedian, could you help me with the delivery? Because I went over that a few times.
Yeah, I would say it was soda pressing.
Right. Because I didn't hear the soda part at first. Not.
Yeah, they heard so depressing.
Right.
It was soda
man.
Pressing.
Oh, you want another run?
You want another run at it?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
The morning corny.
Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Because it was soda pressing.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Nailed it. There you go.
Okay.
You
cool.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, stop crushing candy and make the switch to Best Fiends. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here to tell you about this 5-star rated puzzle game. It's just better than other puzzle games. Don't miss out. Best Fiends is not your average puzzle game. And once you play it, I think you'll agree. Trust me when I say that Best Fiends is just fun. Use your brain as you solve thousands of puzzles, collect tons of characters. If you're sick of playing the same old puzzle game and you want to try something new, go and download Best Fiends right now. No other game like it. And if I can't convince you, maybe the over 90 million downloads of Best Fiends will. There's a reason why Best Fiends has this many downloads. And once you play, you're going to love it. One of the reasons we love it on the show is because it's just so much fun. You don't even need Wi-Fi to play, so it's perfect while you're traveling. Make the switch to Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game. Again, it's not like all the other puzzle games. Download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
The Powerball is at $550 million, which it's the biggest jackpot of the year because there have been no winner in 2 months or so. You've been following this?
Oh, yeah.
Do you play every time?
Not every time, but when it gets up to this big, we will be buying tickets, yes.
Can I ask you a question, though, really?
Yeah.
Why would is $50 million not enough for you? Like, why don't you play at the beginning when it's 50 or 70 million?
Well, if it does fall on payday, I will, because I buy $100 worth of lottery tickets on payday every time, and then I try to not do it the rest of the time in between, unless it's a big jackpot.
But again, you say big jackpot. Why is $50 million not good enough for you?
No, no, no. $50 million is good enough for me, and if it was $50 million on payday, I would buy it on payday. But I try to be disciplined like you and have set boundaries.
Okay, well, no one won on Saturday evening. It's the biggest of the year. Remember that $1 billion one they just...
Oh my gosh, $1.5 billion.
They just claimed.
Oh, trust me, I think about it every day.
Here are the tops every day? That's what you think about every day?
Yeah.
Here are the top three songs in country music right now. Number three.
There was this girl.
Riley Green, There Was This Girl.
Shoot me a last kid.
Chris Stapleton at number two. Millionaire. And Luke Combs, Beautiful Crazy, number one again.
Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me.
Your biggest pop song is Ariana Grande, Seven Rings.
Yeah, stop watching, my neck is fuzzy. Make big deposits, my gloss is chopping. You like my hair? She thinks, just drop it. I see it, I like it, I want it.
Yeah, that's the big one. Hey, I saw this story. This sounds like something I would do. This guy sent his girlfriend all this money. His online girlfriend.
By the way,
it was a scam.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. After sending his online girlfriend more than $100,000 over the course of 3 years, a guy in Canada found out it was just a scam. A man was confined to a hospital bed when he struck up a relationship with a stranger online. This poor guy, down on his luck.
Yeah.
In the hospital, found someone that liked him for him. Mm. Wasn't even someone who liked him for him.
Oh my God.
Thought he found the perfect match in the black-haired woman named Deborah. I like dark-haired girls.
Sure.
This could totally be me.
Deborah's a nice name.
Yeah, Deborah's hot.
During more than 3 years of online correspondence and phone calls, the Edmonton man was defrauded of $143,000. And you know, here's the thing, too. It's got to be embarrassing to come out with this story.
Yes.
Because... you're about to tell the whole world that you were suckered and that you gave a whole bunch of money.
How do they, oh man.
How do they what?
How do they know he has money though? Like how does they know that he has $143,000 or whatever to give?
I would assume it's a numbers game where they're doing it to everybody possible and the people that give money, they keep getting money from.
Oh.
The woman claimed to be a U.S. citizen on an overseas contract and was a single mom of a 9-year-old boy, she claimed. She repeatedly asked for money for medical bills, travel expenses, and electronics. Listen, if I'm sending you money for travel expenses, you got to be traveling over to me.
Right. Where's she going?
Yeah. Where is she going? In my mind, like, why do you need all this money if you're going places and not coming to see me? She claimed her bank accounts were in San Jose, and she could no longer access them overseas. So first, he was like, nah, I can't give you money. She had a broken phone. And so she stopped messaging him then. And then she came back later. I was like, hey, it's me again. So he paid $100. And then that was it. Drip, drip, drip. She got laid off, apparently. Then he got a phone call at a security manager at his bank. And they said, hey, your bank activity's weird. And then they tracked it, and she's not real.
It wasn't a real Deborah.
But I mean, who is she, though?
I don't know.
Is she...
she could be Deborah, and then, you know, she could be Sally or somebody else.
Could be Dave.
Could be...
I know, yeah. Is it some guy somewhere?
Isn't that crazy? That stinks. All right, all these sounds are sounds from businesses, all right? Bow. All you have to do, for example, Amy, this one here. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You know what that is?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Right, McDonald's. I'll just accept McDonald's. I just need to know what the place is, right?
Okay.
Like, name that company sound game. You and Lunchbox, we'll go back and forth. Are you ready for this one? Amy, you'll go first. Here you go. And action. You will be able to steal, right? By the way, we're going to steal.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to do this again. Listen again.
Shoot.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Lunchbox
very
is,
familiar.
Lunchbox is struggling too over here. What is that?
I think I got it.
Amy?
Oh, gosh. I'm going back and forth between two things in my head. But I'm going to go with HBO.
HBO. No.
Oh, shoot.
Lunchbox, I'm coming over to you for the steal.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Hit it one more time because I have written down HBO, but I need to guess something else.
I've already played it three times.
Showtime.
Oh, it's a Showtime. No.
Guys.
Again, what? On the count of three, Eddie, say it if you know it. One, two, three.
Netflix.
Yeah, here you go.
Okay. Netflix was what I was going back and forth with, but.
I knew it was what? Red. That's Showtime.
Lunchbox, you ready?
Shoot.
Name this one.
What?
What cover? Oh, how do you not?
Yeah, I got
you
it.
Can, no, it's all there. I'll do it again.
Oh, got it. Nationwide.
There you go.
Boom. Yep. There.
Woo! Amy, you're down 1-0. Here you go. Name this one.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Right. Okay, hold on. Here it is again. Amy, go ahead.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, she says.
Wow! Amy, that's clutch.
Amy, that was solid. I had no idea.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Name this company, just by the sound.
Huh?
Do you want it again?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh.
Come on, dude.
Well, my first thought was Mario Brothers, but that's not a company. And then you played it a second time, and I got it.
Go ahead.
State Farm.
There it is. Amy.
Woo!
Yeah.
Ready for this one?
What on
oh,
earth?
My gosh.
Oh.
Like, wait.
I'll play it again.
That sounds like my computer.
Go ahead. What company would you say that is?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. HBO.
No.
There's no way she missed. Okay.
Lunchbox, go ahead.
Apple.
Yeah, Amy, your computer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Apple.
That is probably what I should have gone with, but I just felt like it was a trick question.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah.
That sound familiar?
Yeah.
You want it again?
Sounds real familiar. Yeah, hit it again. Man, HBO.
No, boy, you guys are just going hard on HBO. Amy, you kind of need this to get back in it. Do you know what that is?
I mean, it sounds super familiar. I feel like I'm seeing someone in a commercial right now, and it's like, dun, 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 dun. Capital One.
No, I'm sorry, it's Intel.
Oh. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Okay, Amy, back over to you. Ready?
Yeah.
Name this one.
I know this one. Is another kind of insurance?
3 seconds.
Red Robin.
No, that's not gonna get us.
Red Robin insurance.
Lunchbox, if you get this, you win.
Woo! If I get it,
you
I
know
win.
It?
I don't know it, but we'll go with Geico.
No, guy, incorrect. Now,
what
Amy,
is
have
it?
A chance.
What
if
was
Lunchbox
it?
Misses the next one, that's Farmers. Farmers
oh,
insurance.
I
they know
it.
A thing or two.
Oh, I thought it was Farmers and State Farm, the same thing.
You can close it down if you get
Boy.
This one. Ready?
Yeah. Huh?
For the win.
I M&M's.
No. Amy, to get this to stay in, if you don't, Lunchbox wins. She's struggling at this game, boys.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Not her best game.
No. Microsoft. Microsoft.
That's your answer?
Yes.
No, sorry, it's Nokia. And then finally,
close.
Here was another one more.
What was that?
What is that?
That's T-Mobile.
Ayo! Wow.
Oh.
But there's our winner.
All I do is win, no matter what.
That's the sound we want to hear. That was a tough one.
It's always been Lunchbox's dream to have free money put into his account. Man, these stories come on where it's like, this guy gets $10,000 out of his account. And Lunchbox is like, dude, you keep it. And then we're like, the bank took it back. Did you keep it? This is our life for the past 10 years. Well, finally, after all that time, Lunchbox had extra money put into his account.
It was awesome!
So before we reveal how much it is, what happens? You get your receipt or what?
So I had 5 checks written out to me. So I go and the bank is closed. So the only option is the ATM. And people tell me, oh, you can deposit it through the ATM. Just do it. It's really easy. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this deposit in the ATM thing. And I do it and I put the checks in and it says, would you like to complete your deposit? And my checks added up to $360. And it said, would you like to complete your deposit of...
Let's spin that wheel. Let's see how much it is. Big money.
$1,060. And I just went, oh my gosh. Oh my! I looked around. I was like, there's no one around. This is real. And I hit, yes! Yeah! An extra $700 in my account. I could not. I called my wife immediately. Like, oh my gosh, you're never going to believe what happened. I just went to the ATM and I deposited those checks and they gave us an extra $700.
They gave you an extra $700.
They gave me an extra $700 because I sat there and stared at the screen. I was like, that says $1,060. And I know the checks added up to $360 because I added them up twice to make sure.
Did you look at your account? Is it still there?
It's still there. It is still there, folks. It's been multiple days.
So
Eddie,
when
yes?
So when he says they gave him, is that a bank mistake?
Don't ask me. I don't know if it's an ATM malfunction or the bank or whatever, but I was credited with an extra $700. And that's what you do. You hit yes. You know, most people probably would have hit no. Why would you hit no? They're offering you a free $700. So you hit complete deposit, yes.
Now's the time, though, you have to prove all those years of going, I'm just going to spend that money.
Don't worry. Money is spent.
What are you going to spend it on?
No, it's spent.
Oh, he already bought something.
Oh, you already bought something?
Yeah. Okay. I told the wife, I said,
did
listen.
You buy a boat?
We got an extra $700.
Yeah.
You've been having the itch to go to Las Vegas. You haven't been in over a year.
You gotta be kidding me. Go ahead.
And this is a sign from above that we need to go. Luck is on our side. So I booked a romantic getaway to Las Vegas for Memorial Day weekend.
You know they're gonna come back for that money, right?
It's already gone, folks. Sorry.
That's what you're going to say.
I don't think that holds up. Maybe if you say it just like that.
Sorry.
Yeah, do that again. Hey, excuse me, Mr. Box, please. This is Bank and Trust. Is this Mr. Box?
Oh, yeah, this is him.
Hey, it looks like we made a clerical error where we've given you, Becky, how much was that? Oh, so looks like we've given you $700 too much. We'll be needing to get that back from you.
Money's gone. Sorry. Yeah. Woo. Chalk one up for the good guys. We won. So we will be in Las Vegas Memorial Day weekend celebrating our big win. I cannot believe it. Guys, I've been on cloud 9 for like 3 days.
I just think they're going to come back for it.
It's gone. Sorry.
But I think you're not going to have that option.
No. They can't just go in and physically take money out of my account.
Well, they have to physically do it. They just push a button.
Yeah.
Well, that's stealing.
Yeah, that's what you did.
You stole.
No, I was given.
No.
I was given. And if they go in there and take it, we'll have problems.
And then what are you going to say when they do take it?
I'll say, sorry. I'll go, money's gone. Sorry.
Yeah, but they're just going to take it.
They're just going
to
take it.
No, they can't just physically. They have to get permission to take money out of my account. They cannot just go in there and take money out. Mm-hmm. That is illegal. That is grand theft.
No,
grand
it's not.
Theft. You don't even know what that means.
Negative words. Hire a lawyer. Okay.
So when do you feel like you'll be in the clear that they're not going to come for it?
I'm in the clear. It's gone. The money is gone. Sorry. Like there's no going back. Guys, airline tickets are booked. I am serious. I went online and booked airline tickets because I was so pumped.
And if they call and go, sir, we saw you booked these airline tickets. We need you to get that refund back and give us the money.
Money's gone. Sorry.
You're crazy.
And your wife is totally cool.
Oh, she is so excited. She wants to go to Vegas.
Hey, Dakota in Alabama, you work for a bank?
I do.
And what do you think about this?
What probably happened was that the ATM read one of the checks wrong, or maybe more than one. And rather than that money just being put in there, it was taken from somebody else's bank account. Your bank may not realize it, but the other bank probably will, or the other person will, and they'll take the money back.
So what do you want to say to that person that called and says, hey, my money's gone. This guy has my money.
Yeah, money's gone. Sorry! That's what I got to say to them. Hey, sometimes you have good luck, sometimes you got bad luck. Yeah!
Dakota, your thoughts?
They may be able to correct it, but it's probably just going to come back from your account.
All right.
They'll probably just be able to take it, because a lot of times it'll pend and wait, and yeah, they'll put a hold on it, and it's probably coming back.
Dakota, so you're telling me you break the law and you just go in people's bank account and take their money away?
No, sir. But if somebody realizes it and then it's a mistake that is a clear mistake, then we have to correct it. We can't just take money out of people's bank accounts that they didn't want coming out of there.
And if they call and say, we're going to correct this, this is an error. We're really sorry, sir. Thank you for your patience, you say.
Money's gone. Sorry. Go. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Thank you. All right.
I cannot believe. Guys, this is like a dream come true.
Lunchbox's bank has credited him with extra money.
$700 extra.
And so instead of reporting it, he bought two plane tickets to go to Las Vegas with his wife.
Yeah.
Which I don't think's the move, but okay, we'll see what happens. We'll play this out. Hey, Jillian, Alabama.
Hey, so I got $50 accidentally added. Same thing. I put my checks in the ATM, and in about 2 weeks, I got a letter in the mail that they had taken it back. I didn't even realize that I got extra money.
Lunchbox?
Well, then you didn't fight hard enough. You got to tell your bank, money's gone. Sorry.
What do you think about that?
You got to be on top of things. You should have spent that money before they could take it back.
Oh, you think that's it?
Yep.
You ever think about draining your whole account so there won't be $700 for them to take back?
Yep.
Nope.
Hey, thanks, Jillian. Hey, Jeremy in Mississippi.
Hey, Lunchbox, one day you're going to wake up and there's going to be just $700 less in your account. I mean, it happened to me 3 months later. I didn't actually spend the money. I didn't even act like I had the money, but it happened. And one day I just checked my account and all of a sudden the money was just gone. And nothing was said, nothing.
So you're telling me I got 3 months to make a new account offshore?
You don't even know what that means. You wouldn't even know how to make an offshore account. None of us do. You just hear it on TV shows.
I know. It sounds cool, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's up, Jeremy?
I called the bank later and asked them about it. And they actually admitted to me that it was their fault and it was an error. And it's like, if you have some way to prove you actually deposited that money, we'll put it back. But you have to have some way to prove it. And so pretty much, if you didn't do cash, probably they're going to take $700 away.
There you go. That's what's going to happen. I saw another story kind of about this. Louisiana is in damage control mode after accidentally doubling up the tax refund for 66,000 taxpayers.
Oof. Oh, my gosh. Why don't we live in Louisiana?
What?
Why don't we live in Louisiana?
This makes you want to live in Louisiana?
Yeah.
You know they take it back.
No, not if you spend it.
The error, which the Division of Administration spokesperson said is costing the state so far $26 million. The problem has already been fixed. The state is now in the process of getting that additional money back.
Yeah, okay. $26 million? Whoever did that, I bet you they get fired.
Officials are still urging Louisiana taxpayers to not spend the additional money they received in their refunds.
Encouraging.
As they sort this out. I don't know. Some of me think some of these people are going to get away with it a little
bit. Yeah, because they're saying, oh, please just return it. They're asking for volunteers.
Anyone who had their refund placed on debit cards are getting those overages backed out of their accounts. Those taxpayers that have already spent the extra cash will be contacted by the state, where the state will look for a way to retrieve those funds.
Yeah, wow. And you know what those people in Louisiana, if they're listening to the show, they know what to say. Money's gone. Sorry.
Okay, now he's got a new catchphrase.
Yeah, I know he loves it now.
Boy. It's fun.
We laugh like three times in a row, and now he's just forever holding on
see,
to
we're
him.
Not laughing anymore.
You just laugh.
Okay.
Hey, they postponed that Justin Bieber wedding. Did you guys see that?
Well, I thought they
were they did?
Yeah. Hailey Baldwin has indefinitely paused wedding plans. How about that?
What does that mean, indefinitely?
Until otherwise. Like, there's no end. We're just going to indefinitely put it off, meaning it could never come back. We're planning on probably getting it back, maybe. But there's no end in sight. Once Lunchbox and I were suspended indefinitely from radio. Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
And we didn't know if we were ever coming back.
Yeah.
And we were suspended until they either fired us or re-brought us back on. Luckily, they brought us back like 3 weeks later.
Oh.
But we were suspended indefinitely for 3 weeks. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this mom, Jennifer, she was having lunch with her son, Dylan, at Panda Express, and they decided to try out a new shrimp dish. Everything was going great until her little boy's lips started turning purple. And he was choking. Well, mom, Jennifer, she is CPR certified, and so she started to do the Heimlich maneuver on Dylan. Well, it didn't work. So she started yelling for help, and Rashida, she was working the counter that day, and she just said that her parental instincts kicked in. She ran over there, put him on his stomach, and then began removing the food stuck in his throat and saved his life.
How do you remove food stuck in a throat with someone on their stomach?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe she just put him that way to, like, get the food out, and maybe she just went
like
in there.
On his back?
I'm not sure, because the Heimlich was not working. I mean, the mom was CPR certified. I mean, she knew what she was doing, and that wasn't working. So Rashida just said she did what she thought she had to do.
Wait, so how old was the kid?
I don't know his age. Just says her son, Dylan, they were eating there.
Maybe you put him on their stomach, and you just pound their back. Like, you know how someone, if you're like, oh, hit me in the back.
That sounds... right?
And if you do the Heimlich, you know what song you do it to?
Oh, yeah.
Baby shark, baby shark, baby shark, baby shark. And then for some reason, the food doesn't come out, then you keep going, mama shark, mama shark, mama shark, mama shark. And then if the food...
But you should have something out by then, right?
Wait, but that's for CPR, right? Not the Heimlich?
Oh.
Yeah,
because you said that the food doesn't come out, and it's like I'm like picturing pumping a stomach. Like,
maybe so. All right, there you have it, everybody. We're wrong.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah, we totally botched. CPR is. Baby shark or staying alive.
Oh, staying alive.
Yeah, the Heimlich is whatever.
Whatever you want it to
be. Whatever song you want.
Okay.
So I messed that up, but that's okay. We got to sing Baby Shark, and that's all that matters. I was reading this story about the odds of dying during popular activities.
Like?
Well,
just fascinating to me because a lot of people that work in the government, they did all these stats of people that had died doing fun things. Like snowboarding, right?
Okay.
The odds of dying in snowboarding is 1 in 2.2 million.
Oh.
It's not bad.
Right.
Okay.
Which, by the way, is the least one on the list.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Next up is running or jogging. One death in a million.
Wow.
Hit by car.
Yes.
Heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Snake bite.
What do you think? Again, this is nothing crazy. Like, Russian roulette's not on this.
Oh, it should be.
No, but it's not. That's not something that normal people do.
Oh, it's not fun.
It's not a fun game.
It's, right, it's not a popular activity. So what do you think the popular activity that falls on the...
Oh. Skydiving.
Skydiving is on this. It's not the... It's not...
Not number one.
It's not even in the bottom half.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a guess.
Go.
Yeah.
Doing it? No.
What? It's not on there?
No, because you don't die.
Some people do.
No, you
Maybe
do.
You die.
No, some people die.
I mean, some people, you know, if they're with me, they're like, I died and went to heaven.
Huh?
Okay.
Stop, Lunchbox.
Bicycling. This is where it takes a big bad
bicycling?
Turn. Like, yeah, riding your bike.
Hit by a car.
one death in 150,000.
Oh, wow.
That's, yeah, which is crazy.
Some of those guys go fast.
And it's just people that are also, it's not even the cyclists that aren't paying attention, it's the car.
Correct.
It's the people driving that aren't paying attention. Sure, they're dumb anything. They're dumb cyclists, but mostly they're dumb people driving cars.
I guess it could be mountain bikers, too, that go over the edge.
I would still think that it wouldn't be that as much as it would be people on the street getting hit by cars. Skydiving. One in 101,000 jumps.
That's what? Crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
And people still do it.
If I had known those odds, I wouldn't have done it.
Canoeing. One in 10,000.
What? What? Canoeing?
Canoeing?
Rock climbing. Now we get now we get to the stuff where it gets a little trickier.
Sure.
They're like, these are the really dangerous activities. Some number crunchers looked over some government stats to figure out the odds of dying while doing some of the popular activities. Rock climbing, one in 1,750.
Okay, mark that off my list.
You would have never done that anyway.
It was never on my list.
Correct.
I go to the rock climbing place about once every 6 months.
Yeah, with a safety net.
And even then I'm like, nope. I told you I went climbing with this girl once. Did I tell you guys the story? And she's like, let's go rock climbing. And I was like, all right. She's like, it'll be just fun, something for us to do. I was like, all right, cool, let's just go hang out. I didn't know she was like a professional rock climber. And we get there, and I go first, and I'm like, all right, everybody, I go first. I didn't talk like that. That's what I felt like. So I got up, and I grabbed, and I'm struggling, right? And it's like the baby wall, too, right? Baby wall. I'm climbing up the baby wall, and I'm like, yeah, I'm really looking hot.
You're
there.
About 3 feet above the ground.
She's like, I bet she's like going, ooh, look at daddy, right? All this stuff in my head. And then I make it to the top, and I like hit the little bell thing, and I go back down. And she's like, wow, that was good. And she's like, I'm going to do the wall right next to it. And it was like super advanced. And I'm like, all right. And then she goes, at the very top. I was done. I was tired.
Never called her back.
No, not true.
Oh.
I don't think she wanted to call me back. hang gliding.
That looks so cool. Stop. I've always wanted to do that.
One in 560. It's the second.
What?
Trip. Yeah.
560.
Basically skydiving, but you're holding on to a non-motorized glider that's like a kite.
What?
And then finally, one in 60 is the next one.
Oh my gosh.
Your odds are one in 60.
Riding a motorcycle.
Mm-mm. Base jumping.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing come that.
On. Having a wingsuit and you jump off a cliff.
Stop.
Yeah.
I think that'd be like one and two.
Right, exactly.
Bad base jumping. I mean, people are just so addicted to that.
Adrenaline.
That rush. Like, I'm out, man. Anyway, there you go. Good morning. There's your odds to die today.
Don't go base jumping today.
Oh, man, I just hung up on that person. My bad. Oh, I don't know how to use our phones, apparently. That's me not knowing.
You've only been doing it for like...
Yeah, 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years.
Hey, if you guys get that caller back on, that would be awesome. Thanks. Appreciate that. I saw that Taco Bell hot sauce saved another man's life.
Another one?
Yeah. He got up to get more and a car crashed into Taco Bell and missed him. Like he was eating. Oh, he was eating.
Got it.
Oh.
And he liked the hot sauce. And he was like, I'd like some more of the hot sauce. So he walked over there, and as soon as he got up, boom!
Oh, my.
The car went right where he was.
I don't know if hot sauce should get all the credit.
Why
for that
not?
One.
Like, no,
that is it is the
so
hot
much.
Sauce, or else he wouldn't have got up. If he would have brought two packs to the table, he'd be injured right now.
There was that story 2 weeks ago about a guy who got stuck in the snow and then survived by eating the hot sauce. Now it saved another life. A car crashed in Taco Bell in Winter Haven, Florida on Saturday and would have hit the guy, but he got up because he loved it so much and wanted to get more hot sauce. 77-year-old guy. They were, you know, chilling in Taco Bell. All these Taco Bell stories make me want to eat Taco Bell.
I know.
Like maybe we want to go right after the show. And I like Taco Bell anyway.
And give him Taco Bell for life, too.
There you go. Him, too?
Yeah, like for sure. Yeah.
Okay, our caller's back that I hung up on. Hey, Julie.
Hi, Bobby.
I'm sorry I hung up on you. I'm new to this whole using a telephone game, apparently.
That's okay. I thought maybe you were too busy.
No, of course not. Let me say this. Are you in Boston?
I am. Well, I'm just outside of Boston.
I'm going to tell you something, Julie. Eddie and I were there on Sunday night. We played a show. Did you come to the show, by the way?
I did go to the show. Yeah, it was great.
It was so cold. So after the show, Eddie and I went to meet everybody up front that wanted to stay and like take pictures. But the doors were open.
No way.
Oh, did you leave before then?
I did. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, unless I'm sick and I don't want to give people my sick germs, or for some reason I have to leave right after the show, which I almost never do, I will go up. If you want to say hello and meet me, because it ain't that awesome to meet me, I'll be honest with you. But if you do, and you come to a show, I owe it to you to go up there and say hello if you'll take a picture. You know, any of that. So we go up, and it was, my face still hurts because it was so cold and that wind was blowing in. Like, what kind of blood do you guys have that lets you guys be like, people are in T-shirts up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, that was nothing.
That was nothing.
That's nothing. It's warming up here.
Well, let me say, I loved it. I love it in Boston. We go back as much as we can. What did you think? It was the first Raging Idiot show that Eddie and I had done, like real Raging Idiots, in over a year. What did you think about that?
I thought it was great. I had a good time.
Did you laugh? Do you think our songs are funny?
I thought it was funny. I thought the guy in the back that was dancing was great.
We have a whole crew, man. We have dancers and bass players and drums. Well, I'm glad that you had fun, and we're going to put out our live record real soon.
Yeah, and I'll get that. And okay. Next time I'll hang around after.
Yeah, please do. I'd love to meet you. Hey, thank you for calling. We love it up there. Appreciate you coming to the show.
Thank you.
All right, bye. It was a Sunday night, too. It was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Which was nutty. But in Boston, they go hard on St. Patrick's Day.
They went hard.
Do you want to hear a live version of Emoji Love Song?
Yeah.
It's only, you know, a minute 38, because the song's pretty short. But this is us in Boston on Sunday night. It's not all the way, I mean, it's pretty done, but this is we're putting out a live record of like 3 or 4 songs of us playing. So this is Eddie and I, 2 acoustic guitars.
This is my friend Eddie. I'm Bobby. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you dance. We're going to let you sing. We appreciate you so much for coming out tonight to watch this show. This is called the Emoji Love Song. Send you a smiley face when I'm feeling great. And if it's your birthday, I'll send you a cake. And when I'm lonely, I'll send you the big eggplant. We got that emoji love, whoa. Emoji love, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Send you a sleepy face when I go to bed. And flash your camera for your photo cred. And when it gets awkward, I'll send you the face with the teeth. We got that emoji love, whoa. Emoji love, whoa. Whoa, whoa. I'll send a pizza, a donut, a dirty when I'm starving. Fetty, spaghetti, when I want a party. If you find someone new, I might send you the poo. We got that emoji love, whoa. Emoji love, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Emoji love, whoa.
Think about that, Amy.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Crowd was awesome. Listen,
I mean,
I'm telling you,
it's so crazy.
It's the greatest
crowd. Like, y'all
crowd.
Are like rock stars. I feel like when we hear back live clips like that, or I watch video footage on Instagram, I feel like I'm watching some documentary of like some band.
Of no-namers.
And then I'm like, I know them. This is weird.
It's so weird because we're so stupid.
Yes.
We can't believe people cheer for us. Every time we go out, we play a song, we're like, wait, what? So anyway, we'll get some more. We have some more. We're going to put out a whole, like, we did like 4 songs. We have a new song called Jesus Knows that we can't wait to play for everybody.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Dude, that sounds so cool.
I know.
I love that.
Eddie messed up a lyric.
Yeah,
of course
did he?
I
what,
did.
Where? Yeah, did he? Was
yes.
there something?
And it's a live version, so I can't do anything about it.
Listen, Amy, it's like a pizza, a burger, a donut. How hard is that? It's
wait, not. What's the whole?
What'd
lyric?
You say though?
I said a pizza, a donut, and a donut.
wait, what's the lyric?
A pizza, a burger, a donut when I'm starving.
And it said you said
a pizza, a donut, a donut when I'm starving. So dumb.
Ugh. That's how you know it's live, though.
It's live. We're not perfect.
Yeah, we'll go on. All right, so anyway, hey, thanks for that. That's fun, though, huh?
That's awesome.
Love it.
This dude walked into a gas station in Huntsville, Alabama. He has a knife on him, and he's like, oh, I'm going to rob this place. And so he pulls out his knife, and he goes, hey, give me the money. Well, the cashier then pulls out a machete.
Oh, got him.
And then pushed a button to auto-lock the front doors, so they were locked in together.
Oh.
So you got the guy with the little knife. He's trying to rob the store. The guy with the big knife, he's so sure of his knife size that he locks them in together. There is security footage of them getting into a knife fight while the cashier calls the cops. And so they're like, like.
Now, who would you put your money on? The guy with the machete?
Knife, yeah. Because you have to get near as close.
Yeah.
You can just swing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you can do with a little knife is throw it at him. Nah!
Yeah.
But that's one shot.
That's one.
That's it.
You better hope it hits, buddy. Because yep. If it doesn't, you're done. The robber was 30-year-old Seth Holcomb. He eventually broke down the doors and, like, climbed out through the broken door. But then the cashier chased him outside and started attacking his car with a machete. This cashier was ticked, and he had a big old knife. He broke at least one of the headlights, smashed the windshield, slashed one of the tires. He also got into the guy's girlfriend who had a knife. There's everybody has knives.
Wow.
Huntsville, you guys need to chill with your knives a little bit. They eventually drove off. Cops found him, though, because the guy had held him for so long. What do you think about that, Lunchbox?
That's very interesting that the gas station guy has a machete. That's an interesting weapon choice, but, man, it can do some damage. I think once the machete comes out, I just drop the knife and lay on the floor. I'm out.
Yeah, especially if he locks the door.
Because you're going to lose your arm.
If you get into it. He fought with them. He did fight with him.
Whew.
Yeah, that's a big one. You ever see Crocodile Dundee? Where he's like, that's not a knife. This is a knife. And he pulls out the big one.
Yeah.
Amy, do you know that reference at all?
No.
Good.
I mean, those movies are old, Bones.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even know that I really saw Crocodile Dundee.
Sugary drinks found to be the cause of early death. Here's the thing. Let me say this about just sugar. We're going to look back in 10 years, that soon, and sugar is going to be like cigarettes are to us now. Meaning we go, how did people even 15 years ago think that it was kind of okay? Before that, 50 years ago, everybody thought it was okay. Doctors are on TV going, you know, when I smoke on my way to my appointment, I like Marlboro Light.
Marlboro.
Like, whatever. We're doctors did that? But that's what's going to happen with sugar. People are going to go, what were we thinking? Sugar was in everything. Sugar's in ketchup. Sugar's in all these things that you don't think, especially like processed sugar. Sugars and fruits, again.
It's natural.
Limited, though. Like, you know, you don't just go on a fruit binge. But, yeah, it's natural. According to the research, sipping on sugary beverages like soda, sports drinks will get you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think sports drinks are healthy because they're not.
What? Like Gatorade?
No, that's so much sugar. You shouldn't be drinking Gatorade unless you are performing at a level where you need sugar in your body. Like sugar, electrolytes. Like, you need to be pushing so hard that you just need something in you.
Man, they make it seem like every athlete needs it.
Well, like real athletes, yes.
So, like us? Like, would you consider us real athletes? Or are you talking?
No.
Oh.
Even juice.
Oh, that's
so much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
A new study finds that women who drink two or more glasses, bottles, or cans of sweet stuff a day raise the risk of dying young by 63%, which is a lot. I love Coke so much.
Oh.
I might have one a year now. I used to drink a 3-liter Mountain Dew a day.
I remember those days.
Golly.
And this is how dumb I was. I would go and work out and run and come home and drink a 3-liter and be like, oh, finally. Which was, and then I would look back and I was like, why was I so like pudgy and like, bleh. It's because I would work out like kind of and then go home and drink a 3-liter and have a bologna sandwich.
You know what gets me?
What?
Lemonade. I think it's just lemons. It's no big deal.
I love sweet tea. My favorite thing is really sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma used to make the best sweet tea. And I go places up north and they're like, sweet tea? What's wrong with you? Like, that's a home thing. But you can't. And sugar is so good. That's the problem, right?
Oh, it's great. It's delicious.
Man. Yeah. That's just going to be, we just have to limit it. Wherever you are now, try to peel it back to 60%. Because you're not going to make a big life change. The thing about life changes is they don't happen like that. No major change in your life is going to be changed in a day. Anything from changing your diet to changing the way that you handle relationships, you have to start just peeling back slowly. Imagine pulling on a rope. You got to pull the rope slow. You don't just jerk the rope. You got to pull the rope slow and for a long period of time. It was like Mike D on our show lost 100. How much weight are you down?
120 pounds.
120 pounds. The guy didn't just go out and run a marathon. To lose 120 pounds, what'd you do first?
I just started walking.
He walked. And part of you goes, well, if I'm walking, I'm not burning a whole lot here. Like, I want to lose a bunch of weight. But if you want to long-term have success, you have to short-term put in short goals. And that's what he did. How far did you walk at first?
Probably, like, tried to do a mile.
And were you successful?
No, I could barely do, like, half a mile.
And how much did you weigh?
280 pounds.
And how tall are you?
5'7".
So he's 5'7", 280. He's a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out and he tried to walk a mile. Then he started to get where he could walk a mile. Then what'd you do after you walked a mile?
And then I started trying to run a mile, and that was even harder.
And how'd that go?
I couldn't even make it like 2 minutes running.
And then you hit a mile. Then what'd you do?
I went 2 miles and just kept building up.
And what was it that really caused you to start losing weight?
It was changing my diet. Like, I stopped eating sugar, just drinking water, and I found such a big difference in that.
And so did you just all of a sudden go, I'm done, I'm changing everything about my life, here we go?
No, I changed everything little by little.
And you know why? Because if you make a big change, it feels so uncomfortable that it's almost a withdrawal-like feeling. It's so uncomfortable. You're like, oh, I can't do this for much longer. So you go back to it. Where if, let's say, you cut back 10%, you're like, you know, the 10% would be good, but I think I can handle this. Then you get there, and you cut back another 5%. Like, long-term success with really short-term goals.
And you always say something that's really true. It's like, out of sight, out of mind. Like, if you have it at home, you're going to eat it.
Which is why I do not keep sweets in my house. I am not strong around sweets.
No, most people aren't. That's the problem.
And I'm pretty strong, at least willpower-wise, with anything. I shouldn't say can't. That's almost a curse word to me. I struggle with putting sweets, and because I eat them all the time. If someone orders dessert at a restaurant, I eat it all.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what kind of... like right now, I'm really trying to stay thin because I got all these clothes for American Idol, and I have to stay fit in them all season. I'm not buying new clothes. They give me a budget. You buy all the clothes. You get it fit. I don't buy new clothes because I got fatter, so I got to stay super thin. But I ordered this meal. It was a fruit tart with 2 scoops of ice cream.
Oh.
I didn't even order. I went to dinner with a friend, and she was like, oh, let's get the fruit tart with 2. And I'm like, okay. I ate 90% of it. I even asked for extra scoop of ice cream. And I don't even need that. That's not me. But you put sugar in front of me, so you just have to get it out of your face. Here, I'm going to end with this. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk. I'm going to end with this. The things that will make you better, keep near you. People, resources, books, good food, the things that will not, and you cannot stay away from them forever because it's hard. Keep the furthest away. Bad food, bad people. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it for me. Like, look at my circle. Look who I travel with in the band. Look at the show. It's nothing but A-plus people because you guys make me better.
Yeah, that's me.
So I don't, regardless of a talent, a skill set, it doesn't matter to me. I need great people around me. It makes me a better person. It makes me, so whatever change you want to make, you can do it if you do it slowly. No one that wants to run a marathon should go out and run 5 miles the first day. You should go out and you should run, if you haven't run, half a mile. Do it again next day. Mike D lost 120 pounds. Now he's a vegan. His hair is purple. What's up with your hair, by the way?
I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I like to change it up.
Look at this guy. He's got a girlfriend.
What? It's crazy.
I don't even have a girlfriend. Maybe I need to lose 120 pounds.
Start by walking.
Dye your hair purple.
You would not have a body.
How much would I weigh if I lost 120 pounds?
10.
30 pounds.
30?
Yes. You'd be, oh my gosh, you would weigh less than Stevenson.
Her 8-year-old son.
Right.
Who's small for 8. How much does he weigh, Amy?
He's like 45 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for that talk, both.
Hey, hey.
Yeah!
Thank you very much. Hope you're all a little inspired by that. Maybe not inspired, but you feel educated. You feel like you can do it. I hope you can do it. You can do it. I swear to you, you can do it. Eddie can't get over the fact that earlier on the show, when I did Today in Country Music, it was Kenny Chesney's anniversary of this song here being number one.
I want to know how forever feels.
But he's still holding on to the fact that Tim McGraw actually recorded it first and it just never went out.
Mind blown.
Oh, I wanna know how forever feels.
Because it's such a good version of this song. Like,
yeah, usually when you hear the other version, you're like, oh, I'm glad that wasn't cut.
Yeah.
Because we're used to the one that we heard. But this is legit.
I mean, this could have been a huge hit for Tim McGraw. Can I download this song?
No.
No.
I mean, we have it here. Right? We can't download it. You can?
You put it out later.
Oh, it did come out later? Unlike a greatest hit.
Wow, that's just amazing to me.
I didn't even know that. Does that sound so good?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
and nothing against Chesney, but I like this one better.
The McGraw version.
McGraw's my favorite.
You are a massive Tim McGraw
Love
fan.
Love Tim McGraw.
Is he your favorite?
Currently playing right now? Yeah, I would even say more than Garth.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's big for me to say. But like anything Tim McGraw puts out, I automatically love it.
Who's your favorite? Let's go contemporary. Like someone that's put out a couple records in the past 5 years, right? It's boy, Garth's tricky because Garth's my favorite. But I'm going to take Garth out of it because he was around in the 90s.
Yes.
So it has to be someone that wasn't around back then.
Okay.
Favorite contemporary artist. Mine's been consistent for the past 5 years. It's been Casey.
Casey Musgraves, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, since, yeah, the very beginning.
Follow Your Arrow.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I was the one that would play that song. I was getting so much crap.
Mm-hmm.
I'd play it top of every hour and just be real obnoxious about it. Yeah, I'm a huge Casey Musgraves fan. Eddie?
Yeah, Tim McGraw.
Amy?
Dierks Bentley.
True.
True. Didn't have to think about that.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
Ha! I'd have to say Chris Stapleton. I would say I listen to him the most, like when I'm at home. I play that album quite a bit. Traveler. Ooh, man, it's so
still on good. Traveler.
I'm still on Traveler. Yeah. I go to the other one from a volume room one or from, whatever.
From a room, volume one and two.
Yes.
Yeah. You had the right words.
But Traveler, I think, it still does it for me more than the new stuff.
Okay, favorite, like, legend act?
Legend. Ooh, this is everything.
For me, it would be Garth easily. I would almost put Garth in it. Okay, Garth's current, too. That's a tough one for me to... But I would go Garth because Garth's my favorite. Eddie?
Oh, I'm between Garth and Johnny Cash, but I'm going to go Johnny Cash.
Amy?
George Strait.
Yeah, Amy's easy, George Strait. Amy loves George Strait.
She does.
I think Amy would leave her husband for George Strait.
Even probably.
No.
Oh, I know. Amy, just a joke.
I do love him.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
Zac Brown Band.
Loves the Zac Brown Band.
They're contemporary, though.
Oh.
Legendary out of everyone.
1932, Zac Brown's first ever appearance at Fenway. I have the whole thing on vinyl.
He does love Zac Brown Band.
Does Zac Brown doesn't count? They're not legendary?
They are. They are. I think they're the greatest band of all time. I think, pound for pound, it's because people, all the traditionalists yell at me because I think that they are, Alabama's had a lot more hits,
mm-hmm.
but I think Zac Brown's the best band of all time, country band of all time. Argue, it's fine. But, they're not a legend act.
Okay.
They can be legendary in your mind. Who would you like more, Zac Brown or Chris Stapleton? Because they're both current.
Oh, man, that's tough. I'd probably go, Chris, don't get offended, probably Zac Brown Band.
So, okay.
Yeah. So, okay, so yeah, I got to pick someone. I'll just go Garth because he's the greatest of all time.
Do you know any Garth songs?
Yeah. We're two of a kind, working on a full house. Papa loved Mama near all his life. Ooh, he never hit the brakes. He was shifting gears. Yeah.
Hey, Morgan, number two. Let's go. You're 25. You may have a different take on this. Who's your favorite contemporary artist?
Keith Urban.
Yeah, and then who's your favorite like legend act?
Shania.
Oh yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, there you go. That's fun, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, after the show's over today, let me recommend, you can listen to the whole show back if you missed it. We start at 5 o'clock a.m. our time, so you may have missed the first part of the show. But secondly, I have a podcast that I do called The Bobbycast, and my last guest was Brad, the lead singer of Three Doors Down. It's such a fantastic podcast. We sat for an hour and talked about, I don't even know if you like Three Doors Down. I did. I was a huge fan. Still am. But they have so many hits, and it was cool to hear all those stories from like the 2000s when they were killing it. So I'd recommend, I did a whole hour and a half with Trisha Yearwood too, where we just talk. I mean, I have a blessed life, as they say, right?
You've been on a roll.
People come into the house, and they just hang out, and they trust me, and we just talk. I have some really massive ones. Lunchbox talking about Stapleton, he's been over to the house for an hour. You can listen to all these hour-long conversations. Search for The Bobbycast on either iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's up there. The Three Doors Down one's great with Brad, and then also the Trisha Yearwood one. There's one with Jake Owen. There are two of them with Jake Owen. Part one and then part two. Part two's great, too. It's a recent one. So I don't know if you even like music or you like artists or songwriters sometimes. I have Emily Wiseband, the songwriter, coming by today. So anyway, that being said, it's Bobbycast. Search that out. Hope you like it.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's
transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
You know my nickname.
country music's youngest historian.
Yeah, so I continue to share country music history.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day in 1999.
Okay.
20 years ago, Kenny Chesney had the number one song with How Forever Feels.
I wanna know how forever feels.
Jam, right?
Big jam, because I was a huge Jimmy Buffett fan, so when he would talk about Jimmy Buffett, I'd be like, this is a good song.
It was released as the first single from Chesney's album Everywhere We Go, 1999. It was also Chesney's first crossover pop hit. It peaked number 27.
Really?
He almost did not get to release the song because Tim McGraw recorded it first.
Yeah, do you have that?
Yeah, I do. So McGraw recorded it and decided not to release it. Here is Tim McGraw with the same song, How Forever Feels. How good is that sound,
no, that's
too?
That's so good.
It's odd that the other one's as good.
I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do.
Yeah.
I've got some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. I want to know how forever feels.
It's great. That version's great, too. Right?
Yes. I wonder if he does that live.
No. It's not his song.
Oh, gosh. What a waste.
I know.
That sounds so good.
1999, 20 years ago, that was number one from Kenny Chesney.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Bobby Bone, come on.
A lot of listeners email in to Amy. And so what's the last email about?
About your look. Maybe you need a new one.
What?
All right.
That's
go ahead.
That's kind of
rude. Okay.
So, here it is. In regards to Bobby trying to find a girlfriend, maybe he should change up his look a bit. Sometimes the saying, new look, new you, stands true. Personally, I think his dark-framed glasses are too bold for his face and personality. Softer frames would allow someone to notice his whole face and personality rather than his glasses taking front and center. Also, he needs to be confident. He's so negative about himself, and that radiates. Every woman wants a confident, not cocky man who knows his worth.
I like my glasses.
They're just saying go a little thinner. Like maybe George Costanza?
No, like my glasses, and I don't think I need a new look. Amy, do you think I need a new look?
No, I like your look. I think your look is okay.
But my... Oh, only oh. Okay.
No, I meant okay. Like, huh?
I like my look. Nerdy?
Yes.
Because I am. And it's not a look. It's just how I feel comfortable.
What if you just went like Jared Leto and like long hair and beard? Try it.
then the beard would take over.
But it wouldn't be real. I don't want to create any sort of false look.
Oh.
Like I wear what I feel comfortable in.
But a lot of celebrities change up their look every few years. I feel like you've had the same look for a long time. Maybe it's getting stale.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what she's just, I don't know.
Amy, can
don't,
we do a Bobby makeup?
No.
Just for fun.
No. Yeah.
They do
no,
that.
I'm okay with your look, but what if we just kind of mix it up?
I like my hair.
I got my haircut, felt great, you know?
What do you mean to dye my hair blonde like Zac Efron?
Okay. I don't know. Highlights?
That'd be cool.
I'm almost 39 years old. Let's chill. Mm-hmm. Just let me be me.
Okay.
You know, everybody's like, oh, just be yourself. Someone will come. Except don't be. Except change you.
What about the confidence, though? Can you work on that a little bit?
Nah. Why?
Okay. All right.
What's the use?
Yeah, you know?
Do you know your worth?
No.
Oh.
I can Google that.
I didn't mean your net worth. I meant your whatever.
The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So just a heads up, it's officially breakup season. Oh. Sort of like spring cleaning, clean out your house. Well, this is the time where maybe you clean out a relationship and you break up. Yes. So Facebook analyzed user statuses in the last few years that contain the words breakup and broken up, and they found a huge spike between Valentine's Day and spring break. So... yeah, breakup season is upon us. Well, because in the winter months, they say that that's when you find someone to cuddle with, and it's like called cuffing season.
Yeah, cuffing.
Yeah. And then sunshine starts to come back into people's lives, and that makes people happier and more adventurous, and they kind of want to get out and cut ties and enjoy life.
Sounds harsh. All right.
I know.
What else you got?
Okay, so most kids have a regular bedtime, and just a heads up that we as adults, we should start having a regular bedtime as well. If you feel like you're all over the place when it comes to going to sleep, well, be like a kid, set yourself a bedtime, and stick to it, no matter what's going on.
What's everybody's bedtime? I feel like I try to have one. My problem is with my sleep schedule is I'm in different time zones all the time.
Mm.
So even the same bedtime is a different bedtime. What's everybody's desired bedtime and you feel okay about your life? Amy?
9 p.m.
Even with kids, you can get down by 9 p.m.?
Oh, no. You asked me my desired bedtime.
Like your realistic desired bedtime.
What time you go to bed?
Not like...
Yeah. Okay. I try to be in my bed at 9. I'm not asleep by 9, but I try to be in my bed at 9.
And if you fall asleep, by what time?
Oh, man. It'd be so great if I fell asleep by 9:05, but 9:30.
And you can get down at 9 o'clock with your kids?
Well, yes, because I used to not. It took a long time to get there, but now their bedtime is 8 p.m.
Okay.
So if I can be upstairs reading to them, I leave upstairs by 8:15, then I wash my face, put on my pajamas, get ready for bed, blah, blah, blah.
9 o'clock is Amy. Lunchbox?
10. 10 o'clock, because, I mean, the baby goes to bed at 8:30, so I need an hour and a half with the wife kind of do our thing and hang out, you know. But
we get what you're saying. You don't have to keep going,
Do that.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe you don't understand. I'm married.
And you need an hour and a half? Okay.
Well, I mean, you got to...
Amy's like, okay.
Got him.
Whoa. I didn't say we're doing that the whole time. I just said we need an hour and a half. But Bobby, 5 o'clock.
No, I think I would love to be in by 8.
Gosh. Wow. You are not a normal human.
Sun's still up, huh?
Yeah,
now.
That's
but it's
weird.
Tough. It's tough with the travel. It's tough with the travel. But 8 o'clock is my... If I'm home and I have 3 days in a row, I'm in bed by 8 o'clock. I have to wake up at 3:30. I have moved my bedtime, my wake-up time back 30 minutes from 3 to 3:30, though.
Good
I'm a 3:30 wake-up guy now. Boom. Amy, what else you got?
Okay, so around your house, you could have a piggy bank full of money and you don't even know it. You know the Coinstar where you at the grocery store, you dump in all your change and, you get cash? Well, they did this whole study of what's laying around your house and on average, we have like $56 in change just in various rooms, couch cushions, like in the console of your car, different places. So if you're ever strapped for cash, like go through your house and start collecting change and take it to the little change thing at the grocery store and you can get some money.
That's how I used to get gas money to work all through college and after college. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, I don't have any money. So I'd go find $2 and that was the goal, to find $2 in change or find a dollar, put $2 in gas in the car and get there. And then have to figure out my way home.
Surviving.
Oh, yeah. But that was normal. It wasn't even like, oh, crap. It was like, well, let's see where I can get this time. And sometimes if I had $5, I would stop at, not Church's Chicken, Popeye's Chicken.
Oh,
yeah.
Get yourself a two-piecer?
I could get me a small chicken on the way to work. Yeah, those are the days. But I didn't even know how fun that was then. Because I was struggling. But that's when the whole world's in front of you. And you're like, I'm going to take over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway. Those were the days.
And you just went back, didn't you?
I did. I went back.
Right,
I was like,
down your head.
Yeah, I was so excited about that. I mean, I was broke, but I was like, I was just pumped to like have a shot at this thing. So, all right, Amy, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Dylan Scott and his wife Blair are expecting their second child in September. They posted a photo with their 15-month-old son Beckett to announce the news.
Dylan Scott, he sings.
Yes, My Girl.
Oh, that's my girl.
Crown and Sprite.
Oh, yeah, good. What else? Yeah.
Brad Paisley headlined the Houston Rodeo this weekend, but before that, he made a surprise appearance at a coffee shop in Texas and played some of his songs to about like 150 people.
I saw a clip of this online. He's basically in the corner with a stand-up microphone playing songs. What I didn't know if the people knew it was him or not in there. Some of them did. They had their phones out, and some of them were just drinking coffee.
Yeah. Well, that music's very nice.
He's like, oh, this fella here's got a real bright future. The fella in the cowboy hat's doing pretty good. I have a ice mocha, please, 2 shots. Yeah, so, good for him.
Brooks and Dunn were announced as part of Country Music Hall of Fame's inductees for the 2019 class. They said it hasn't quite soaked in yet, but they're excited to be inducted along with people they idolize.
Yeah, it's a big deal because they only take one modern act a year. It's 3 total, 1 modern, 1 like classic or historic. But Ray Stevens made it too.
Well, cool.
My favorite Ray Stevens. Yeah. Oh, yes, they call him the Streak. Yeah. So, yeah, congratulations.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
George P. Smith must be a really, really smart man.
Why?
He just recently won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, and he's a professor at the University of Missouri. And he won $250,000 for getting a Nobel Prize.
What did he do? What was his whole thing?
Chemistry, just chemistry. I don't know. Listen, I can't break it down. Chemistry is over my head. Okay. I failed chemistry. But he said, you know what? I got $250,000. I'm going to go ahead and donate it to the university for scholarships.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
So all the money he won for winning the Nobel Prize, he said.
Why are you angry? Wait, his tone changed.
He didn't keep it.
I can't believe this.
So for students that are going for a degree in college arts and sciences, they can have scholarships thanks to this guy, George P. Smith, Nobel Prize winner and a good donatarian.
I don't think a donatarian's a thing.
Not a word?
I think that would be someone that only eats donuts. A donatarian. More so.
Sounds more like that.
Yeah, that's more of that. That's a good story.
Yeah, University of Missouri, you better keep this guy around. He's got a Nobel Prize. He just gave you $250,000 for your students.
All right, there you have it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to Raymundo in the glass room with the news this morning.
In Nebraska and Iowa, the Midwest, there's tons of flooding. Three people have died. Thousands have been evacuated from their homes. In the Houston, Texas area, a fire at a chemical storage site continues to burn. It's expected to burn for up to two more days. Thick black smoke is in the area. And finally, in sports, March Madness gets underway tonight with the first four. Get your brackets filled out today.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Lunchbox's life goal has been to go viral. He's tried everything. And now we're a bit removed from him throwing cheese at his baby, but that's pretty rough, huh?
Oh my gosh, I've never received so much hate in my life.
What did you do?
So the American Cheese Challenge is where you get a slice of American cheese, you have your baby sitting there, and the baby is just not expecting it, and you whack! You throw a slice of cheese at it and make it stick on the baby's face. And it stuck perfectly right over the left eye. And the baby starts crying. And I put it up on social media. And I mean, people were ready to call CPS on me. I mean, I got people telling me that is child abuse. Your child trusts you. How dare. I mean, I got just raked over the coals by people. Just so upset for me throwing a piece of cheese, telling me it was child abuse. Guys, it's a piece of cheese. It's not child abuse. That kid trusts you, and that's how you treat a kid. He doesn't know how to have the reflexes to move out of the way. I understand. That's why it's funny.
Did you go viral?
I mean, kind of. I mean,
what
I don't know.
What's viral? Viral?
Like a million plays or something?
Oh, no, I didn't go viral.
Well, but I mean, kind of.
But people, I mean, they were showing these clips on the news, so I was hoping my video would get picked up by the news, and they'd be like, oh, look, even local radio personality Lunchbox did it, and show it on the news, or CNN picks it up, national radio personality Lunch, but it didn't. But the hate was unbelievable. I have never felt hate like that in my life.
Did you consider taking it down?
No, not once. Because I found it hysterical. The more I watch it, the more I laughed.
We'll put it at bobbybones.com.
But if his son goes viral, is that like something to be proud of?
If
like,
he did it.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's not you, though.
I mean, it takes a little bit away, but the fact that I created that video, yes.
We actually don't know the effects of this cheese challenge yet until these kids get older and they grow up.
We'll find
out. There could be a documentary of like all the babies that were in the cheese.
So what happened? The cheese. It all started with the cheese.
Like, wait for it. It's coming out on Netflix in 20 years.
Would you lose that pinky toe? Would you have them cut off a pinky toe to go viral?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
A
pinky toe.
Why don't we cut off his toe and make it go viral?
That would be a thing because it'd be like radio host.
Yes.
I don't know if many people will watch it.
I'd watch it.
That's one.
You wouldn't watch it.
No. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Okay, well.
So he really wants to go viral. He's tried. And when people go viral, when the Yodel kid went viral, Lunchbox wanted to explode.
So disgusting. That kid was so annoying.
He's still around.
Yeah. He's so nice. Yes, he's really good.
Okay. I mean, we just give him sympathy because he was a little kid, so we say he's really good. I mean, he was all right.
What about Charlie Bit Me?
Oh, God. I mean, what was funny about that?
Charlie
bit my finger. Okay, why is that a viral video?
Bit me.
What's the viral video that you see the most? And you're like, it's the dumbest thing, and that you wish that they would say something of yours instead of that. Like the one that angers you the most.
Man, that Yodel kid makes me pretty angry.
Oh, that's the one?
I mean, that's one of my. I mean, there's so many viral videos that I sit there and I go, why is that viral?
What about. Tell your mom. What was that one like? Hide your mom.
That one's kind of funny.
Oh, you like that one? Now you like that one.
Hide your friends. Hide your friends. There's people out here.
Because
you know.
Everybody in the Dominion.
Yeah.
Do you remember the snake guy? I'm a snake.
I don't
know.
You remember that one?
Are you sure that was viral?
Well, maybe not. Because I'm the only one that saw it.
Oh, I know one that's viral that annoys the crap out of me. Is the little kids opening, that person opening the toys?
That's not viral. Those videos just are a big video.
There's a bunch of them. Yes.
Yeah, the eggs.
They go
surprise
40
eggs.
Million views. And I'm like, how does that get 40 million views?
Yeah, you should do that.
That's just a well-followed channel. Why don't you just open...
Starts opening up eggs.
I don't have toys like that. And I can buy them.
Go buy plastic eggs.
No, this kid probably gets them for free. Ugh.
No, yeah, they're not kids. They're adults.
It's a Ryan Toy Review kid.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, he does those too, yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
All right, well...
So crazy.
Sorry about your baby. Are you guys back on good terms?
Oh, we're back. I mean, listen, the kid loves me. The kid had no problem with it. He cried for like 2 seconds.
Oh, he told you that?
Yes. No.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lindsay in Arkansas. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Real good. What's going on with you?
I'm just driving to work. Yeah. I'm on, just got off I-30 and going to Baptist at Little Rock.
So you work at the hospital?
Yes, I'm a nurse practitioner.
Oh, a nurse. That's so crazy what you guys have to deal with. Like needles?
Yes.
Is that even a thing to you anymore to give someone a shot?
Yeah, I don't necessarily do that part, but yes, I used to do that. Yes.
And it
yes,
didn't sir. Matter. You were like, no problem.
No problem. Yep.
So giving.
My mom is like your favorite. She loves you. My mother listens to you all the time.
So, Amy, I get this a lot from people. Look at me and go, hey, my mom is a huge fan.
Yeah.
Am I officially into all moms?
Oh.
And now, Lindsay, how old are you, Lindsay?
Almost 40.
Okay, so we're basically the same age. Now, are you a big listener of the show and also your mom or just your mom?
No, since my mom got me listening to you. I've been listening to you like probably 3 years now. But like, she's like, you have to listen. And like, she knows everything about Amy, everything about Amy's kids.
By the way, shout out to your mom.
Yeah.
I'll be out though sometimes or at events and somebody that's like 28 will come and go, hey, you mind if I get a picture? I'm like, sure. Like, man, my mom loves you.
Yeah. That's going to start happening more.
But again, they're adults too. Mm-hmm. Do they like the show also? And they're just going, my mom also?
We have to think about it. If their mom's been listening for 15 years, they were like,
I just want to be loved by moms and kids.
In eighth grade, you know? When their mom started listening. So for them to get a picture with you and take it to their mom, I mean, yeah.
We've been doing this for a long time.
I mean, you could date them, but then when you think about when their mom started listening to you on the radio, they were in eighth grade. Then you're like, oh, this is weird.
Is it though?
Yes.
Lindsay, what else? I'm sorry. I mean to cut you off there.
I live in Hot Springs, so I live right by where you're from.
No, Mountain Pine, Arkansas. Population 772.
And I just love the show. It makes my morning better every time I drive into work.
Well,
so
we appreciate that. Well, thanks
I
a lot.
I really appreciate y'all. So,
well,
but can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Listening intently right now. Go ahead.
Okay. So I just wanted to shout out to all the nurses at Baptist Little Rock because they're awesome.
We love that. We do too. We want to shout out to all the nurses everywhere, all over America. What else?
And I just really like you. I think you're awesome.
Thank
you. And I like everybody on the show.
Thank you. Who would you remove? If you had to kick off one person, who would it be?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, one person. It's like Survivor. You have to eliminate one person
Bobby.
From the show. Go. It's a fun game.
Oh, it's a good game. It's a good game.
Go ahead. Eliminate one or we all go away.
Oh.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Oh, gosh. Well, is Mike D considered part of the show?
Oh, dang. She goes for quiet Mike.
Who never says
Well, Mike D writes a lot of the games that we play.
Oh, he does?
He does. Yeah, it's his job, like writer. But you can kick him off.
He doesn't talk much.
That's quiet Mike.
That's the only one I would kick off because I don't hear him much.
All right, so Mike D, I'm sorry. There he is. Goodbye, Mike. Goodbye, Mike.
Good knowing you.
Well, Lindsay, thank you for the call.
I love you.
Shout out all the nurses. We love you. It's your mom. We love her. And I hope you have a good day.
Thank you so much.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This couple goes to New York City. They're driving. And they get out to get some gas on the way home. And she had her wedding ring in her lap. And she gets out of the car and it falls to the ground. She didn't even realize it. So they lost their wedding ring.
Yeah, that's gone, right?
Right. You would think so.
It's over.
They were back on the way home, and so they called police and even drove back to the gas station but couldn't find the ring. Sergeant Robert Derry with the Connecticut State Police obviously knows rings are valuable and knows how much it means to people. So he goes back to this place and searched through hours of surveillance video to find them at the gas station. Like, they're like, okay, this is about when we were there, this is when we were there. He's searching, and is able to track them and find the ring and get it back to them.
Get out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just wouldn't have thought about the surveillance footage.
Nah. You just go back to that spot and walk around like 20 times.
But yeah, he found the rings, got it back to them. They have their wedding rings now. That guy didn't have to do that.
That's awesome.
That's a good cop right there. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Detroit, Michigan. Portia went through the Burger King drive-thru. She ordered a burger and she said, I want no tomatoes. She pays, gets her burger, pulls out, opens the burger up. Guess what it's got?
Tomatoes.
It's got tomatoes. And Portia was not happy. She marched into Burger King, started yelling at the employees, took the cookie rack, threw the cookie rack at the employee.
Oh, wow.
A wet floor sign, threw that at the employee. Oh. Police were called. She was arrested.
Huh.
But they did put tomatoes.
Yeah, they did.
On the burger.
But you don't throw the cookie rack.
Okay.
That's the number one rule.
What about the wet floor sign?
Yeah, debatable. Okay. But don't touch the cookie rack. Yeah, that's nutty. All right.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show.
Amy, is your husband a March Madness watcher?
Not really. I mean, basketball, he doesn't do the brackets or anything, so he's not totally into it.
Well, you're in luck. It starts Thursday, and he's not going to be part of it. Because, again, like Lunchbox watches it day, night.
I won't move.
Yeah, it's a big deal. One in five Americans will gamble on March Madness this year. Of all Americans, 20% will gamble. You guys gambling?
Yeah. Of course.
No.
You're not?
No, I don't ever. Unless it's like something where we're wagering like a shaved eyebrow.
Sounds terrible.
Or like a body part pierced. Like, yeah.
So what do you win?
If Arkansas's not in it, I don't care.
That I get that. That's your team.
I can't. So yeah, that's happening starting Thursday for everybody listening here. All right, what's going on today? Amy, fly back today, huh?
Yeah, so probably just getting situated at the house, probably have no food, stuff like that. Go to the grocery store.
Hey, so what's the deal? Are you tired from your whole Disney experience?
No, I'm not tired. It was great. Like, we had an awesome day. I thought I was going to be, and I thought the kids were going to be exhausted, but they were just so excited on Cloud 9. We got out of the car when we got home, and they were like, today was so fun. And I just loved hearing them say that. Because going into it, they had no idea and they were not pumped at all.
Well, Amy will fly back. Lunchbox, what's up with you?
I got physical therapy, trying to get rid of that bone spur in my heel, trying to get back out there, you know, with the people of the soccer world.
What do you do for your physical therapy?
I do a bunch of exercises and stretches, and they rub on it and work it out and just try to get it loosened up, I guess. They try to break the little fragments of bone up.
And if you can't get it fixed,
then it's
relatively soon. Are you like, I have to retire from soccer?
Oh, then I go under the knife, man.
You'll get surgery so you can play rec soccer?
Absolutely. Like, that is my heart. I can't give up yet. I'm 37. I got plenty of years left. I got at least 3 years left.
Three good years. Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I have a Bobby cast with Emily Wiseband, songwriter, tonight. I think we taped that. We put that up today or tomorrow? I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I have a Bobby cast today. I have to go back to California on, I guess, Wednesday night, maybe. Ugh.
For Idol?
So over it. No, I have to go speak for like 20 minutes.
Oh.
And then fly back.
God, that's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Guys, it's not like I'm driving to the gas station, right?
Yeah.
The company has me. I have to fly to California, which is 4.5 hours, and get on a plane after I'm done and fly back. I'm just dehydrated when I'm done. I'm cranky, but it's. I have a good job.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying I have a good job.
What kind of speech are you giving?
Like, you can do it.
Like a motivational speech.
Yeah, it's like, hey, look at me. I have no background in what I do. Like, no, I had no, like, relative that was in broadcasting or radio or TV or writing. And I didn't have a wonderful education. So it's one of those things. Like, I grew up broke. And you're broke. You can do it. One of those. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going over there to do that.
Man. Give us a little piece, like how inspire us.
I just did.
But yeah, Lunchbox, you're not inspired by that now?
Listen, if you look around the room and you see all these people that are making it because their uncle, you know, had a wonderful job or they got into a great school because Lori Loughlin paid for their education or, that's not us.
No.
Like, we're normal folks. Again, I didn't even have a bedroom my whole life growing up. I was a food stamp kid. And all I did was show up every single day on time. And all I did was tell people my goals. And if you tell people your goals, they know. People will want to help you. Oddly, people will want to help you if you tell them, like, hey, this is my goal. I'm going to work toward it. If you can help me as I work, they will help you. It's so crazy how people like to help other people. And so just tell people what you want, then work for it. It doesn't matter your background. Sure, it's a disadvantage at first because you don't have what other people have early. But all of that that you gain while working from behind makes you so much stronger later on. Because by the time you figure it out and you get it, you're so much stronger than the people who had it just given to them. And then you outlast them. You can have bone spurs in your career foot. But that's all right. You can outlast them.
Okay.
You're now much stronger when you get there if you start from behind because you had to develop that ability to catch up and outrun. So it's one of those type things.
Now I see why they're flying you to L.A.
Well, that's
it right there.
That's not even a thing, but that's just what it's about. You know?
You got them where it mattered on that bone spur.
Are you going to tell that Lori Loughlin joke?
Oh.
It wasn't a joke. I mean, yeah, no. I just
kind of do that in California.
It was a little bit of a joke, and I mean, I think it'd be fitting. You're like, look, I didn't have a great education. My uncle didn't get me in. Lori Loughlin didn't pay for my college.
Okay. Well, that was just me spitballing right there. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I think you should keep that one. It's keeper.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you all. Have a wonderful day. And remember, thanks for being our neighbor.
Hey.
See you on Wednesday, everybody. Bye.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.